I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Board members of the local American Red Cross chapter have many unanswered questions following a Wednesday meeting about the transformation of the national organization. Those members intend to ask for an additional meeting with the regional administrator, seeking answers about the change. After a meeting with the Louisiana Regional CEO Kay Wilkins, the Northeast Louisiana chapter of the American Red Cross Board of Directors requested a meeting with the supervisor of the Southeastern region. The American Red Cross announced a national reorganization last week, which Wilkins says will affect every chapter in the country. Northeast Louisiana will lose its director, but how the rest of the four-member staff will be affected is still in question. A Bastrop tax preparer has been sentenced to 30 months in prison and 1 year of supervised release for filing income tax returns containing false information. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Finley says that 40-year-old Camille Cooper was also ordered by U.S. District Judge Robert James to pay just over $92,000 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service for a count of aiding and assisting in making and subscribing a false return. Evidence shows Cooper was a tax preparer at Faster Tax Refund Express in Bastrop from December of 2010 to April of 2011. She filed 17 fraudulent 1040 forms and resulted in the IRS issuing $92,530 to customers to which they were not entitled. As part of the scheme, prosecutors say Cooper received about $2,275 in kickbacks from customers. The Department of Health and Hospitals says Louisiana Medicaid will no longer pay for early elective medically unnecessary deliveries of newborns before 39 weeks of gestation. DHH Secretary Kathy Kleibert says Blue Cross is joining the state in the same effort. Kleibert says these early elective deliveries are called convenience births.
My aunt's coming in, you know, my mom's going to be in at this time, and we need to have it, and we need to do it at this day and time.
Any births before 39 weeks that are deemed medically necessary will continue to be covered. Kleibert says the goal of the move is to get people to wait until the baby is ready to be born. She says there are definite benefits of giving birth at full term.
We know they're born healthier with less medical and social risk, and it reduces complications for both the mom and the babies.
Early elective deliveries may put the health of the newborn at risk and increase their likelihood of serious medical complications. Kleibert says the payment change will, for most deliveries, push delivery dates to at least 39 weeks. A federal investigation is underway into the death of a New Iberia man who was shot and killed while he was handcuffed last March. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern talks with the Louisiana State Police about the case.
The Iberia Parish coroner ruled that 23-year-old Victor White III committed suicide while in custody, but his parents are disputing that conclusion. State Police Captain Doug Kane says they plan to wrap up their investigation into this matter this week and present findings.
And that's all we want to do is get the truth and the facts and provide that to the DA and certainly the family.
U.S. Attorney Stephanie Finley says they plan to review the case and determine who fired the fatal shot. Kane requests the public to reserve judgment on this matter until all of the facts come out from LSP and the feds.
I think justice is role is the same role that we have, is simply to learn the truth.
Michelle Southern reporting.
With the KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy skies, the high today in the mid-90s. This is KEDM News.